Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and welcome to my house. It's time for a special, that's right, a special ServiceNow store highlights video. The version number on this one is actually a few behind because I've been working on it for over a month. It's version 0205-2024, but what makes this special is it's the Washington, D.C. store drop. So on February 5th, ServiceNow released Washington, D.C. family release early access or early availability back in February. And when they did that, they released 812, you can see them right there next to my head, 812 new or updated applications, just ServiceNow, in the ServiceNow store. So in this episode, it's gonna be a shorter one because I cannot possibly go through all 812, but you're gonna wanna look for the link to my blog where you can go and see how I've categorized them and then linked to them directly to the store so you can go look at them. But let's see what is in this episode. We have 149 compatibility updates. Yeah, just 149 compatible with Washington, D.C. That doesn't mean none of these, the rest of them aren't compatible. They're all compatible with Washington, D.C., but these 149, there was not much else going on with them but compatibility with Washington, D.C., so no major changes. These 116 fixes were small or medium fixes that didn't have a lot of new features or anything, so they were just kind of fixing things. So I put them in a bucket of fixes. 229 highlights. These actually had substantial release notes or interesting features that I would normally cover in the highlight section of an SSH episode. I can't cover 229 of them, of course. You don't want to listen to me cover 229 of them, but there were a lot, 229. There were also 159 minor updates. Okay, so a minor update was, it was a small change, but not enough to be a highlight for us to spend some time on if this was a regular episode. And then lastly, this number kind of blew me away, 159 new releases in the ServiceNow store from ServiceNow. This isn't like a bunch of people, third parties, 159. This is 159 ServiceNow applications, some of them hidden, some of them actual applications that you would go buy, some of them are just dependencies of other applications, but still, 159. That is a lot of applications. So that's the gist of it. Again, check out my blog. It's justin.house, and you're going to look for the version 0205-2024 episode. But before you do that, one thing I did prepare for you, I went through the new releases, and you can see I've got 10 here that I thought were pretty interesting. So let's go ahead and just dive into these 10 and take a look at what Justin found interesting in the Washington, D.C. February store drop. First up is Applicant Center. Share an external applicant portal with job applicants to view and track job applications. Now, if you are a fan of the Otterly Allison podcast, you might have heard CMA Allison and I talking about the fact that we actually had to build a applicant tracking system for a customer, and now guess what? ServiceNow is building their own, and to start it off, we've got Applicant Center that came out in the Washington, D.C. release. And basically, you can see there, it's an external portal for job applicants to see their application status, shared company content, track progress, and communicate with the hiring team as they're moving through that hiring process. Here's a screenshot basically showing external portal, like what you would see for a request that you've put in. So that's it. That's number one of the new things I wanted to share with you. Next up is going to be Collaborative Work Management, another new application, a central hub for team members to plan, manage, visualize, and collaborate on work. And I'm all about collaborating on work. So let's take a look at this one. Key features: a workspace, personal and shared spaces, invite users to collaborate, create collaborative spaces, boards and docs to organize work, create custom columns, create custom item types, use a list, Kanban, or Gantt view, and connect those boards to strategic planning workspace for prioritization, roadmap, and goals. All right, isn't that cool? Let's take a look at what that looks like. Here is a hackathon planning under collaborative work management. So you can see we've got some spaces. You can create a space, and then there are some items in here, and I can't tell what they are. Actually, if you look on the right hand side, you can see different things: logistics, goals, and outcomes. So all of that looks interesting. Let's look at the next screenshot. Adding a column, so putting in different options and colors on the column for department name, and it's as simple as adding there. So that's kind of cool. Here is a document, collaborative work management documents. And here's a Gantt chart, kind of looks like project workspace. And then next is a Kanban board. So seeing that Kanban board, looks like this is sorted by assignee, maybe Eileen and or Aileen, Catherine, Nirali, and not assigned. Let's see what else we got here. Looks like a document. Just looking at different documents in a list view. And then we've got a video. We're not going to watch a video here because you're already watching a video. But that is another new one that I thought was interesting. I wanted to share with you guys. I actually had forgot about this one because I want to get that in my PDI and play around with it. Next up, let's see. Context Rule Management was another app I noticed. Enable System Administrator, singular, to define context variables and use them in rule matrices for defining rules in Sales and Order Management suite of applications. So let's see, definition of context variables, mapping of variables to transactional entities, definition of rule matrices, and definition of rules using Decision Designer. I'm kind of interested in this one because of what it says it does, but also because it's part of the Sales and Order Management suite of apps, which is right in the world that I live in for my day job. So it's of interest to me, and I thought it might be of interest to those who are watching this show. Okay. Next app that I want to call out is Now Learning Integration. Access Now Learning content from your ServiceNow instance. Key features: when it's used with workforce optimization as a manager, you can assign course items to employees from the manager workspace. And as an IT employee, you can enroll in the course items from the service operations workspace. How about that? You're going to do everything in the service operations workspace. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then also I think related to that is the Now Learning Spoke, which is new. Access Now Learning content from your ServiceNow instance. I could think of other ways to use that than just the one use case they're giving us here. So maybe more to come. And it repeats in the key features that this is for a manager in the manager workspace or for an employee in the service operations workspace is where that Now Learning integration is exposed at. All right, what else did I see? Opportunity management application. Create and manage the opportunity lifecycle in ServiceNow. Again, this is related to sales and order management, but specifically with opportunity management. Key features: create an opportunity, create opportunity line items, capture needs on the opportunity, capture opportunity tasks, send and receive emails on the opportunity, schedule an appointment on opportunity, and create a quote for an opportunity. Once again, part of the new sales and order management application in ServiceNow's Washington, D.C. release. All right, what else did I see? PAR, Core UI Migration Scripts, a migration script to move Core UI Analytics assets to Platform Analytics. Hey, everybody, announcement, move everything to Platform Analytics. I've been talking about how much I love Platform Analytics for many, many months now, maybe more than a year, and it looks like that is where ServiceNow is headed, so much so that they've provided a migration script to move the Core UI responsive dashboards, reports, performance analytics widgets, and interactive filters to the Platform Analytics experience. Notice it says experience, it no longer says workspace, Platform Analytics workspace, it's now a platform experience, and see the results. System admin will be able to start the move to Platform Analytics and collaborate with analytics admins on reviewing the migration results. And then kind of a wash and repeat in the key features section here. So, hey, if you haven't been messing around with Platform Analytics, now is your warning call. Go start using this, move your reports over. That seems to be where ServiceNow is headed. And just so you know, when you're in a workspace and on a landing page and you see these reports and widgets, all that's done with data visualizations, which are part of the Platform Analytics. All right, what's up next? I've got Smart Assessment Core, another app I noticed, a base app supporting all other apps of Smart Assessment Engine Bundle. So I found this interesting because I still find assessments in the different applications. Like let's take an ITSM survey, or in risk management, you have risk assessments. In other applications like project and portfolio management or strategic portfolio management, you've got assessments around demands. And so this one is a foundational app that is required for the Smart Assessment Engine to work. And it's required for Assessment Designer, Assessment Component, and the migration tools. Key features here are the triggers for assessments, runtime for assessments, business logic for assessments and templates, and access control for templates. Let's take a look. This one actually has some screenshots. Here is some resources under a scripted REST service for Microsoft Teams. I'm not sure what that has to do. It says it's in the Smart Assessment Core application, interesting. I'm not sure what's going on there. Next is a screenshot of a homepage, operations, integration. So this must be where you'd manage it, and there's a trigger smart assessment action. This must be Workflow Studio is what I'm looking at. Yeah, so I can barely see it back there. I actually haven't played around with this yet. And we're seeing the trigger smart assessment from the Smart Assessment Core. So kind of getting our way there. What's on the next one? Okay, this is a trigger a smart assessment. And I'm seeing some action inputs. So somehow this is crossing over the Flow Designer and Action Designer because we're looking at the design of an action right here in this screenshot. Next one is the run history for an action, so the test run, showing the output and an assessment was actually generated, an assessment instance was actually generated. So you can see there in the screenshot the assessment group, the assessment instances. So maybe there is a tieback to the existing assessment. I don't know. Still don't know a lot about this. That's why I'm interested. Next screenshot is showing the actual designer. So here in the assessment workspace, didn't know about that. In the assessment workspace, we're looking at the assessment designer. There's some assessment templates, it looks like, to pick from. So you're not starting from scratch. Let's see what's next. And we're back to the original screenshot. So more to come, hopefully, on that one. I can't wait to play around and get my hands on Smart Assessment Core. What's next? Unified Developer Core, seamless navigation. Let's check out the key features. Grouped and color-coded integrated tabs. Integrated tabs in the developer app shell enable developers to quickly switch between files and builders. These tabs are grouped and color-coded, allowing developers to work across multiple scopes. Settings. Settings are used to group and ungroup integrated tabs. Overflow menu. When the number of tabs exceeds the available space, the overflow menu is introduced to handle the excess tabs. Tooltips. Tooltips for integrated tabs enhance the user experience by providing a quick way for users to get more information about the content of a tab without actually clicking on it. And create menu. Clicking on this icon opens a menu that provides access to a range of powerful workflow automation tools. So, again, seems pretty cool. Not really sure what it is, so that's why it's on my radar, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. And let's see, last one, last new app, what's new Framework Core? Find out the latest features of the ServiceNow products you use. Key features, view the latest and role-relevant features of ServiceNow products. Now, you had to know this appealed to me, the guy who's tracking all the new features and all the new releases in the store. Now they're integrating into the instance in the help section. So if you click the little circle with the question mark, supposedly, you would get a what's new possibly with whatever you're looking at. So I still haven't tested this and know exactly how it works, but I found it interesting enough to flag that and say, hey, I'm interested in learning more about that. So these were the 10 after my review of 812 new or updated applications. Let's just take a quick tour again. We had 149 compatibility updates, 116 fixes, 229 highlights, 159 minor updates, and 159 new releases. Make sure you head to my blog, justin.house. That's all you got to type in your web browser, justin.house. Wow, I just had the Mickey Mouse song come to mind. But anyways, that's where you'll find all of these applications listed, and I want you to pay attention because this is probably going to come out on Thursday, March 21st. On Friday, March 22nd, is going to be our regular SSH episode, which includes another Washington, D.C. store drop because they just published the general availability of Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, March 20th. So I've been having my crawlers working all day, and we're going to have an episode. You can see it there. I'm actually going to combine this 325 and 322 episode. So you'll see these 78 and 42 come together into a single episode on Friday the 22nd. So I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.